30 years, the go-to guy for Zydeco music has been Stanley Durrell Jr. You may know him better by the name Buckwheat Zydeco. Durrell is considered a master of the accordion and organ. His latest album on Alligator Records is called Lay Your Burden Down, and in addition to his own tunes, it features songs by an eclectic group from Bruce Springsteen to Memphis Minnie to Jimmy Cliff and Captain Beefheart. Buckwheat Zydeco, Stanley Durrell Jr. joins us now from the studios of member station KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, people tend to refer to you as Buckwheat Zydeco, but that's technically the name of your band, isn't it?
Exactly. That's the name of the group, Buckwheat Zydeco.
Okay. I was going to refer to you as Mr. Zydeco, but what about Mr. Durrell? Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
We think of your music, of course, as Get Up and Dance, Good Time Tunes, but this is your first album since Hurricane Katrina, and you opened it with an old Memphis Minnie song, When the Levee Breaks. Why did you choose this one?
It's very relative to all the hardship that's going on back in Louisiana. You know, it's hard when you see thousands and thousands of people that have been in one place for so many years, and now you have no place to stay. That really touched the heart, you know. People that have gone and haven't come back, and people that came back, it'll always be with you.
Let's hear a little bit, if we could.
If it keep on raining, the levee's going to break. Keep on raining, the levee's gonna break. When the levee break, I have no place to stay. The mean old levee taught me how to weep and moan. I said, the mean old levee taught me how to weep and moan. Got what it takes to make a mountain man leave it home.
The album's title cut, Lay Your Burden Down, is by guitarist Warren Hayes. It might be a little bit of a, seem like a little bit of a departure for a lot of your fans. Let's listen to that.
It's heavy. Lay your burden down.
Lay your burden down.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Brother, can you see the stars in the night?
Now, do I have this right, Mr. Durrell? You actually began as more of an R&B specialist?
Yes, I was a very, very hardcore R&B performance as an organist on the Hammond B for many, many, many years. I was raised in a home with music surrounded. My father played the accordion only for family entertainment. My mother sang spiritual in the home. I was raised with seven sisters and six brothers and in a two-bedroom home. And I was always into music. And I played piano at the age of 5 till 9 when I got my first organ.
So how did you meet the Zydeco?
Well, I was introduced to a gentleman called Clifton Chenier, the king of Zydeco. And he was one of my father's best friends. And he played the accordion. And my dad tell me that I need to play the accordion, but like Clifton Chenier. And I got an invitation from the King of Zydeco to perform as an organist in his group. And I was sort of like a bad critic on accordion music, and because I heard it 24/7 at home. My dad played it every morning, every lunch, every night. And so I have to interrupt.
What did he play on the accordion for breakfast?
Zydeco.
So you had coffee rolling Zydeco?
Yeah, up-tempo before he went to work in the morning.
Oh, boy.
And he come home at 12, and it was accordion again. He was a trooper on Zydeco Creole music, you see. Mm-hmm. And I heard it 24/7. That was enough for me. But I decided to go and perform with Clifton Chenier for one night right here in Lafayette at Antlers. And I put my organ on stage, the Hammond organ, and we played for 4 hours nonstop. And he was telling people good night, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought we had just got on stage. Mm-hmm. That's how much energy he had projected. I wound up staying with Clifton over 2 years. I said, next band I'll get, I'll be playing accordion.
What comes first to you, music, lyrics?
Music, the melody, and then lyrics. That's the way I do it. That way you can go any direction you want to go, you see.
Another song I want to get you to take a listen to with us. I'm interested in, you have a 1972 Captain Beefheart song, winds up on the CD, called Too Much Time. Let's listen to that.
I got too much time.
Too much time.
I got too much time.
Too much time.
I got too much time to be with our love. Too much time.
Too much time.
I got too much time.
Too much time.
I got too much time.
Too much time.
I said too much time to be with our love.
You have too much time on your hands. Not to be in love with somebody, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not to love somebody, you see? Too much time to be without love.
No, I do understand that. I mean, in life, you feel torn between not having enough time and sometimes having too much.
Vice versa, exactly.
What's the year like for you? How often are you on the road?
I get on the road maybe about around 10 months out of the year, mm-hmm. in and out, you know? I don't know how many dates I do because, I mean, I don't even think about it. This is what I do, and I love doing what I'm doing. You get out there, you know, see a thousand of people and it's got a smile on their faces. That's my reward. Somebody's happy.
And is it a particular pleasure to bring the organ, the accordion, and Zydeco to, well, to some place where it really is a kind of exotic visitor, like Munich, Germany, or Moscow?
Sure. It's like sharing the culture. I love going to different countries because this is my culture. This is how I live. And I like to see what you do in your country. I don't block my ears to wherever I go. I make my business to understand the culture, you know, and respect it all, you know.
Do you ever hear any music in another place that you kind of want to bring back or at least learn something from them and make it part of your own?
Yeah, sure. I call myself like music crazy because some people may say that you can't like everything. Maybe I don't like everything, but I will listen to everything. If it's not the whole CD, I'm going to love something on that CD. And that's with all type of music, you know, from the Zydeco to blues, country, and western to Japan, go to France or whatever. Wherever, I'm gonna like something.
Your album ends with a long and really very mellow instrumental, Finding My Way Back Home. Is this the kind of tune you want to end the set at night? Let people go home with this mood on their minds?
It's a good sentimental song. It's a meditation song. And that's also like a tribute to all the victims of the hurricanes, you know. And that tired of finding my way back home. That's an old slogan say, no matter where you go, how long you stay, you always come home.
Yeah.
Might take your time to get there, but you're coming back.
Mr. Durrell, so nice to talk to you. Thanks very much.
It's so great to talk to you, Scott. Thank you very much.
Speaking with us from Lafayette, Louisiana, Stanley Durrell. And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Peter Breslow, Sarah Byer, Kelly, Justine Kennan, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Thomas Pierce, and Veronica Miller. Our technical director is Burke Hung, so ably assisted by a cast of scores of people whose names we can't recall at the moment. Kim Leskin, Mary Glendinning, our reference librarian. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. Hope you all have a happy Memorial Day weekend. And remember what it's about, men and women serving us in uniform, not about mattress sales. I'm Scott Simon.